Hi, Sandy. Today is the 26th of November, and it's 20 minutes till 2 o'clock, and it's my day off, and I thought I'd better see if I couldn't get you some words on this tape to compensate for the lack of time and how busy I've been, or at least what I've thought's been busy. And I just hope that you get something out of this thing. Maybe there won't be too many interruptions, so I can get this in the mail this afternoon sometime. Well, the weather here has been just pretty nice here lately. The wind's been blowing and the sand's been blowing, and it's been raining off and on here for about 2 weeks now, and so I guess the monsoons are finally here. Although they're not supposed to really get bad for another month or so, and then we'll probably be wishing that everything would dry up and return the way it has been. Last Wednesday on my day off, I got all my tape recorder and everything out, and I listened to the tape that you had sent, and boy, Sandy, I just really enjoyed it. But I got everything rigged up, you know, and everything, and I just started recording, and in come Mama-san. She had to record a little bit. Then here come about 12 others, and due to the fact that I couldn't run them out or anything, they kept pestering me that I just decided the heck with it and just quit. So maybe today she's not at work today, so maybe I can record here and not have any interruptions. Well, the mail has improved a little bit. I finally got a couple of letters from you here yesterday, and Sandy, I tell you what, that letter that you sent, and you was writing it for the baby, I mean, that was just really sweet. That just really got me, and I don't know, I've read it over a couple of times, and it's just so sweet, and then it's just really what I think that the baby would have said if it could have. But you're just the sweetest thing to have thought of me that way. I did finally get Jerry and Ben and Dwight a letter off. I wrote Dwight yesterday and see where he was and everything, and the way I pictured it, I think he's up at Quinyon. It's about 100 miles north of here on the coast, but I guess I'll probably get a letter from him maybe next week sometime. I haven't written Vince yet, but I thought maybe I'd try to get him written sometime in the near future. I got a letter from Denny and your mother and dad, and I got a card from your mother and dad saying that they had sent me a subscription to the Reader Digest again for Christmas this year, and that sure tickled me. And everything down to office has been going pretty slow. Old Captain Hinchel, we finally got rid of him, and now we got a captain in there that thinks he knows everything and tries to tell us how to run our jobs and everything. And I tell you what, I think we did well in one way and worse in another. I could give 2 cents less about this and then I could Hinchel. At least I could get around Hinchel, but seemed like I'm gonna have a little bit more trouble with this in here, but I imagine everything will work out. Well, our Thanksgiving down to office was just another day. You couldn't have told it from any other day, except from the side from the fact that we had old dry turkey and all the trimmings and burnt pumpkin pie. We didn't have but about an hour off for lunch that day, whereas the officers took about 3. That sure did hack me off, because I figured that they might as well be working the same as we were. But that's the way the Army goes, and I guess as long as I'm in it, I'll have to conform with the blame thing. We had to work late last night. We had a bunch of reports to do, and we went down there yesterday and worked all afternoon. Then he said that we'd have to rush back down to the company here and eat supper and be back up at the office at 6 o'clock. So we rushed and got back down there, and I guess we stayed there for about an hour and a half or so. I typed a couple of letters to one to Dwight and one to someone else. I can't remember that offhand, but we really didn't do anything at all. Vince took him about 10 minutes to finish up what his report was, whereas he could have went in this morning and did it just as well as what we were. And just really disgusting at times. We were pretty tired and been working fairly hard all afternoon, all day. And then something come up like that, and it really did just really get us. But yesterday morning we had inspection here in the company, and all the night before we just really went to town and cleaned up our place, you know. And me and Taylor's got this little area here, and he went down of all things and saw the movie that night. So I took it upon myself to really get after things and clean up and everything and straighten things up, and I even pressed the uniform of all things. But it turned out that it worked pretty good, because the lieutenant come in the next morning and told me that, well, that me and two other guys, one in this hooch and one in another one, that we had the sharpest looking areas that he had seen. So that did much to increase our morale, and the first sergeant told me how nice my uniform looked and that I should be looking like that all every day. I told him that there wasn't much of a chance of that, but he said, still, you look pretty sharp today. And so that made me feel pretty good. But it's just little things like that that just, I mean, it's nice to be, that they tell you things like this, but it's sure not enough to make you want to stay in the Army, that's for sure. Well, this morning I didn't get up till about 10:30, and boy, I tell you what, Sandy, that extra sleep sure did do me a lot of good. It just felt so good not to have to get up for reveille and police call and all that other bull hockey that you have to go through before you go to work around this place. And I don't know, it just really made me feel much better, and I feel like maybe I can get a little bit.